From Storyflow.
This is your daily audio brief.
Hey, it's Theo.
September 8th.
Here are five stories I'd flag if you missed yesterday's end of day.
Let's get into it.
First from IDE Spectrum AI.
Google DeepMind maps 9 billion possible DNA variants.
DNA is often explained as a code book or set of instructions for producing proteins and ultimately life.
Some stretches of DNA called genes code for proteins, but the vast majority of DNA is considered non-coding. Some of it has no known function, while other segments are critical to regulating gene activity. These regulatory elements can interact in complicated ways, and their effects can vary across different cells and tissues. Some also influence genes located far away in the genome.
Next,
second from towards data science.
Context windows don't know what's still true. I built a validity layer that does.
You know how context windows in AI can sometimes feel like they're stuck in the past.
It's like they're trying to make sense of a world that's already moved on.
So this article dives into the issue, highlighting how these windows can be technically accurate, but still miss the mark when it comes to relevance. The author created a validity layer, which acts like a watchdog for context windows.
It checks if the information being processed is still valid, essentially filtering out any stale data.
This is important because acting on outdated information can lead to costly mistakes. They also developed a deterministic benchmark to measure the impact of relying on old context.
It's fascinating how this layer can help keep AI responses grounded in the current reality, making them more reliable.
Overall, it's a thoughtful approach to enhancing the accuracy of AI systems, ensuring they stay in tune with the present.
Up next, third from the decoder.
Mistral AI raises 3 billion euros in Europe's largest ever tech funding round despite lagging behind rivals.
Mistral AI just wrapped up an impressive 3 billion euro Series D funding round, which is actually the largest tech funding round in Europe's history.
It's fascinating to see how quickly they've grown since their launch just 3 years ago, now boasting a valuation that's crossed 21 billion euros.
What's particularly interesting is that despite this massive influx of cash, Mistral seems to be playing catch up with some of its competitors in the AI space.
It's a reminder that even with significant financial backing, the race in tech isn't just about the money, it's also about innovation and market positioning.
This funding round could provide Mistral with the resources it needs to bolster its technology and catch up to those ahead of them.
It'll be intriguing to see how they leverage this capital moving forward,
and whether they can shift the narrative from being a follower to a leader in the industry.
And then,
fourth from KD Nuggets,
five ways I access coding models for free.
Explore five free ways to access AI coding agents, proprietary coding models, and open weight models without paying for expensive subscriptions or GPUs.
A year ago, AI coding meant asking a chatbot to generate a function.
That has changed.
We are no longer limited to asking a chatbot to generate a function or explain an error.
Modern coding agents can inspect entire repositories, edit multiple files, run terminal commands, test their changes, and work through complex development tasks almost autonomously.
Next,
fifth from KD Nuggets. Is ArrayJS really the UI for the agentic era?
Here's what I found.
The way we build interfaces is changing.
As AI agents write more of our code, the tools we use to render the code may need to change too.
Introduction, a new kind of developer in the room for the past decade. The JavaScript ecosystem has operated on a comfortable assumption. Developers write the code, frameworks organize it, and browsers render it.
React, Vue, Angular, and their ecosystems were all designed with a human at the keyboard.
That assumption is cracking.
AI coding agents such as Claude Code, GitHub Copilot, and Cursor now write meaningful portions of production code.
Up next.
Six from AI News.
Coca-Cola uses AI to improve retailer ordering in Malaysia.
Coca-Cola is using AI to recommend which products Malaysian retailers should order and in what quantities through its Coke Buddy platform.
The Perfect Basket feature uses Coca-Cola's central recommendation engine to analyze previous orders, ordering frequency, seasonality, weather, and purchasing patterns among similar businesses.
Coca-Cola said Coke Buddy currently supports about 39,000 retail outlets across Malaysia.
And then, seventh from AI News,
Arm launches Total Design for Physical AI and Robotics Framework.
Arm has launched Arm Total Design for Physical AI alongside a new robotics framework to establish common standards across automated systems.
Physical industries spanning mining, agriculture, manufacturing, and global transport account for trillions of dollars in economic activity and an estimated $200 billion annual compute opportunity by the 2030s.
To address engineering fragmentation across these sectors, Arm is convening more than 80 partner organizations spanning software, hardware, and AI.
Next,
eighth from MIT Technology Review AI.
This AI entrepreneur is developing agents that can plan ahead for the unexpected. Dhanajar Hafner's office in San Francisco, Somar District sits mostly empty.
His brand new startup is still in stealth mode and doesn't even have its name on the door.
On the day I visit, there's only one other person there and little in the way of furniture.
But what it lacks in decor, it makes up for in robots.
Humanoids of various shapes and sizes hang like marionettes from racks that run down the center of the wide open space.
Up next,
ninth from the decoder.
Meta drops AI usage from engineer performance reviews after tokamaxing backfires.
Meta has decided to stop incorporating AI usage into its engineers' performance reviews.
This shift comes after a phenomenon dubbed tokamaxing, where employees were excessively using AI tools just to boost their standing on internal leaderboards.
Instead of focusing on how much AI they use, the company will now prioritize the quality, speed, and complexity of their work. This change is likely a response to the rising costs associated with AI usage, which could reach billions by 2026. Looking ahead, Meta is also testing a new AI tool called Hatch, designed to automate certain tasks. However, there's some hesitation among employees about linking it to their personal accounts due to privacy concerns.
It's interesting to see how companies are navigating the balance between leveraging AI and addressing employee feedback, isn't it? And then,
10th from the decoder.
ASMLOX and TSMC, Samsung, and Intel, while Huawei races to break its grip.
ASML has secured partnerships with major players like TSMC, Samsung, and Intel by transitioning them to larger photomasks, which is expected to enhance the efficiency of their latest EUV machines by about 40%.
The shift is significant because it means these companies can produce chips more quickly and effectively, which is crucial in the competitive semiconductor landscape.
On the flip side, Huawei is ramping up efforts to reduce its reliance on ASML technology.
They are working with Yulingsheng and other domestic suppliers to develop their own lithography solutions.
This move reflects a broader strategy within China to strengthen its semiconductor capabilities and lessen dependence on foreign technology, especially amid ongoing geopolitical tensions.
It's fascinating to see how these dynamics are playing out in the industry.
That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
New here.
Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.